Service to God Begins on Earth, October 5. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Those who work against the natural laws of the being must suffer the penalty of transgression. But the Savior pities us, even when we suffer from infirmities caused by our own wrong course of action. In Him there is a healing power for us. Let us praise God for the tree of life, the leaves of which are for the healing of the nations. Everywhere the effects of the curse are seen. Let us praise God that in the earth made new there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. Some little know what true service means. Those who expect to sing in an entertainment spend time in practicing, to familiarize themselves with the music and the words. That we may learn how to serve the Lord in heaven, we must enter His service now, becoming acquainted with Him and learning to be faithful servants. It is our privilege to understand the blessed Word of God. We have fallen, it is true, but we are not always to remain in sin. We have been placed on vantage ground. The Lord God of heaven so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What a precious hope we have in Christ! Temptations will come. But when Satan throws his hellish shadow before us, we should reach in faith through the shadow to the light of life, to Him who has not only created man but who by His own blood has redeemed him. We are Christ's cherished heritage. In living faith we must cooperate with Him in working out our own salvation. Amid trials and temptations His hand upholds and sustains us. Those who rest in Christ Jesus are never restless or uneasy. He means just what He says when He bids us commit the keeping of our souls unto Him, as to a faithful Creator. Those who hold fast their faith unto the end will come forth from the furnace of trial as fine gold 7 times purified. Of this work the prophet Isaiah says, "I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir." When in trouble, remember that faith tried in the furnace of affliction is more precious than gold tried with fire. Remember that there is one watching every movement, to see when the last particle of dross is taken away from your character. The Christian's hope,